Some background on our student. Jack has microcephaly, hypotonic cerebral palsy, dysgenesis of the corpus callosum, and CVI, or cortical visual impairment. At the time of this video, Jack was able to roll over independently. He was working on sitting with support. He is not able to independently get into a prone on elbows position. His vision report states that he has visual responses in the midline to inferior regions, with visual loss throughout the superior range. He responds well to red light. In this video, we see Jack, who is 3 years old. He is lying prone on a support bench with his hands in a tub of water and his feet in a tub of dirt with pine cones. We see him here with his OT Patty, who repositions him, changes materials, and offers information and language modeling about what he is doing. This is a shortened version of a session that took place at the Penricton Center for Blind Children. The support bench is a perceptualizing aid that allows a child to be active in prone position on the chest or stomach. It allows a child to use and develop muscles of the back, neck, arms, and legs. Activity in prone is necessary to develop such gross motor skills as attaining prone on elbows, prone on extended elbows, learning to reach for items in prone, attaining four-point positioning, or crawling. When Jack is placed in prone on a mat on the floor, he maintains his arms and legs in extension. He does not reach for toys and lifts his head minimally. When placed on the support bench, he has full range of motion available in the arms and legs. Jack is also able to move his head fully. As you will see, Jack is able to bring his hands to his mouth. He is also able to practice lifting his head in prone. Jack's legs are able to feel or act on items placed near his feet. As the video begins, we see Jack exploring with both his hands and bare feet. There are rocks in the tub of water and pine cones in the tub of dirt. Jack vocalizes while moving his hands in the water. The radio is on in the background. Patty places pine cones amidst the rocks in the water near Jack's hands. Jack moves the rocks with his hands. After pausing, he splashes some more and moves the rocks with his hands. Patty arrives and lies down on the floor next to Jack. Note that she does not speak immediately. Jack vocalizes and Patty places more rocks in the water. Patty gently moves the rocks to be more directly in front of Jack. Thank you. Patty imitates Jack's vocalizations. They continue with vocal play, taking turns back and forth. Jack moves the rocks in the water with his right hand. Patty labels this for him, saying, "You put your hands in the water. There's rocks in the water. Your feet are in the dirt with the pine cones." Jack puts both hands in the water, splashing, vocalizing, and then bringing his hands to his mouth. He becomes very excited, banging in the water, and lifts his legs up out of the dirt. Patty switches the tub under Jack's feet, replacing the dirt and pine cones with sunflower seeds. Patty moves the rocks around in the water, and they make noise as they move. Jack puts his toes down tentatively in the tub of sunflower seeds. Both feet relax in the tub. Patty talks to Jack about what he's doing, with his hands in the water and bringing his hands up to his mouth and putting his feet down in the sunflower seeds.
Pushing those rocks and picking them up with your hands. And then you decide to put your feet down in the sunflowers. Those sunflower seeds, that's what we put in dirt sometimes. Yep, those are the rocks.
Patty tells Jack that she is going to get him off his tummy and do something different.
Get off your tummy, we'll do something different now, okay?
Patty combined the use of language to name what Jack was doing while also allowing plenty of time for Jack to explore on his own.